left out discussing the different forms of shlichus when it comes to gittin kedushin, and pointed out the chiddush of the Rambam regarding edus lekiyum hadavar between the shliach habal as opposed to the shliach haisha. The Rambam writes, of course, shlichus is possible for each. However, when it comes to shlichus habal, there is no need for edus lekiyum hadavar. The Rambam writes that shlichus b'chol ha'torah kula. Comparable to Rambam's mashal to cases of chumas and maaseros mashen kein, when it comes to shlichus haisha, that requires edus lekiyum hadavar. Where do you see that there is a difference between shlichus as far as the baal as opposed to that of the isha? So we began discussing the opening sugya and daf mem aleph of shlichus min alon. From where do we see that there is a concept of shlichus in gittin kedushin and in fact b'chol ha'torah kula? So the Gemara comments the following, that b'shilach Mulamed, this teaches us that the Baal is also shliach, and b'shilcha Mulamed shehi also shliach. We pointed out the chiddush that even though the Gemara has the gzeiros hakasuv that shlichus works, nonetheless it's necessary to have a separate drasha that an isha can make a shliach lekabalin. This was the hara of the Tosfos Rosh in our sugya de Ramaskil b'shilcha, that once you know that shlichus works, why is it necessary to have two psukim, one for the shliach habal, the other for the shlichus of the isha? And the Tosfos Rosh answered the following, that perhaps you would have assumed that only the baal can appoint a shliach, after all, because the das habal is necessary for the maisa gerushin. However, when it comes to an ishan gerushin, there, certainly her das is not required, aval isha miskareshes bal karcha. And if that is true, and therefore if her das is not necessary, perhaps shlichus would not work. And therefore the gzeres akasuv that tells us that even she can appoint a shliach lekabalah. Why should we assume that these two issues are related? The ability to appoint a shliach and the question of whether das is necessary or whether the chalos can even be chal bal karcham. So we started to discuss that sugin suvas and ayin dalad amar aleph, where the Gemara tells us that we derive the concepts of Tanai from Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain. That's what we refer to as Mishpatei Hatnayim. And here the Gemara tells us the following principle, that if milsa de isa b'shlichus, isa b'tanai. Whenever shlichus is possible, then Tanai is possible. If no shlichus, then no Tanai. Therefore, when it comes to cases of Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, there is certainly shlichus. Rashi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzav Yoshua as a shliach to perform chalukas haaretz. There is shlichus, and also a tnai is possible as well. If, however, there will be no shlichus, so therefore milsa lesha b'shlichus lesa b'tnai. So Tosfos is immediately bothered. What exactly is this? Is this a svara, or is this purely a gzeiros hakasuv hilchos b'litam? Tosfos is bothered. The Dimtamar Uma Svar Yeshkan. Why should you assume that there's any relationship between shlichus and the concept of tanai? It is true that in terms of chalukah sakarka, yirushas aretz, there was shlichus, there was tanai. But why should we assume these two halachos go hand in hand? Maybe one should go a step further, Tosfos says. And that is, argue that if the entire parsha is derived from Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, maybe it only applies to karka, maybe it doesn't apply to other aspects of mekach u'memkar. That we certainly don't assume. How do you know to equate these halachos of shlichus and tanai? So Tosfos answers, this is not just simply gzeiros hakasuv, but Tosfos says, Haina taima, hov ha'maisa kol kach biyado, shiyachal l'kaimo ayidei shliach, svaruhu sheyehe kmolch mein biyado l'shavi leitnai. Tosfos says that this is the following svara. If in fact shlichus works, and I am empowered to appoint a shliach, so therefore that's an indicator that I am the Baal HaMaisa, I am the Baal HaChalos, and therefore I can pass it on to a shliach. So therefore, if that type of Mesiras Koach is possible, obviously I am empowered, I am the Baal HaMaisa, and therefore reasonably I can go ahead and affect or alter the Chalos as well to do so. Al Yinei Tanai. So therefore, Tosfos writes the following, that what is the common link when it comes to shlichus and tanai? Tosfos writes a din bailim. And therefore, these are just two indicators that you are considered to be the Baal HaMaisa, the Baal HaChalos, and therefore, I can appoint someone else, I can alter the Chalos, and therefore, it's not just simply a Gzeres HaKosu, but rather a Svara of Mil Sidisha V'Shlichus Yisib Itnai. With this in mind, you understand what the Tosfos HaRosh writes as well. When it comes, for example, to this case of V'Shilach and V'Shilcha, when it comes to Gerishin, who is the Baal HaMaisa, the Baal HaChalos? That is the Baal. Das Kabbalah is necessary. Isha's Miskareshes Bal Karcha. So therefore, that's what the Tosfos HaRosh argues. If it's so clear that the Das HaIsha is not necessary at all, so Meheka Teisa that she will be able to appoint a Shliach. After all, if in a certain sense, as we'll have to discuss, Shlichus is a Mesiras Koach, if one does not have the Koach, they're not considered to be the Balakinyan, the Balachalos, the Balamaisa. So in such a case, Meheka Teisha the Shlichus should in fact work. And Enochinami, the Tosfos HaRosh writes, that's why it's necessary to have a Gzeres HaKosuf. Even though we know shlichus generally, but v'shulcha, lamed shehi osa shliach. Again, what we'll have to see is the following. Once you have the gzeras hakosuf, what in fact is this? Teach us. Is this a complete yotzem and aklal? The shlichus normally is midin bailus. However, that's not true when it comes to shlichus the Kabbalah. But perhaps, as we'll see, one can understand the gzeras hakosuf in a somewhat different fashion. But with this in mind, you already see two psukim for shlichus. You already see the possibility now of distinguishing between Shlichus HaBaal and Shlichus HaIsha. At least it begins to allow us to establish an approach to the Rambam Shita. If you're going to tell me, is the Shlichus B'chol HaTorah Kulo or is this not? Very reasonably, one could argue that the Shliach HaBaal, the Shlichus B'chol HaTorah Kulo, the Shlichus Shalom Kamoso. He is the Baal HaMaisa, the Baal HaKinyan. So therefore the Rambam writes, that's like how Frashat Shemus and Maestros. The Rambam would not be able to argue this issue when it comes to the Shlich HaKabbalah regarding a Get Isha. That's comparable to Shlichus B'chol HaTorah Kulo. Certainly that normally is a function of Das, a function of Bailus that doesn't exist here, and therefore the Rambam writes, you understand a basis of distinction. What we'll still have to explain is why that distinction should manifest itself in terms of Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. There certainly is a makom nischalek, now that there's a difference between them. But why should we therefore assume that Shlichus HaIsha requires Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar Ma'aseh Kein Shliachav L'Ish? When do we assume that this is true? The concept of Shlichus or the concept of Tnai is a function of a din bailus. So I want you to take a look at the Kobetz Ha'aras, where Bochanan has the Chibur Yevamos and Simen Ayin Vav, where Bochanan points out the following. That there are two very distinct categories of that which is accomplished al yaday maisa adam. Sometimes, for example, when it comes to gerush and kedushin, of course, the act of gerush and the act of kedushin, v'nosan biyada ki ikar, certainly a pu'ula sa adam is necessary, but it's more than that. There, the chalos is al yaday adam as well. Mashen came, there are certain other instances where that is not true at all. Of course, sometimes Maisa Adam is necessary, that which we'll term Koach Gavra, that certainly is required, but even though it is clear that the Maisa is Mikoach Adam, the Chalos is Bameela. I really have no say, no determining factor in terms of the parameters of the Chalos. And with this in mind, Rabbi Chanan, through example, distinguishes between Gittin Kedushin on the one hand, or Shechita on the other. When it comes to Gittin Kedushin, there the Baal is considered to be not only the Baal HaMaisa, as a Mitzvah Nesina, a Maisa Nesina, a Nasan B'yadav, a Maisa Kicha, but much more than that, that he creates, he generates the Chalos issues. Mashen Ken, when it comes to Shechita as an example, is that really the case? That I am the Baal HaChalos, I create the Heter Shechita? Certainly not. The Torah says that if a Maisa Shechita is done, so therefore may Elif. The Torah insists that that results in a Heter Achila. But one would not argue that I create or I control the Chalos Heter or the Chalos Shechita. So the main nafkamina between these two cases, where the Chalos is Vayin Al Yedei Adam, as opposed to simply the mice is Al Yedei Adam, but the Chalos is considered to be that which is Ba Me'ela. So Rabbi Chanan suggests the following, many related nafkaminas. Number one, he writes, that's the Sugi of Tanai. Tanai is only possible when you can determine the Chalos. When you have, for example, a din bailum, you're the Baal HaKadushin, Baal HaGerishin, you're the Baal HaKinyan, you're the Makne. No, so in such a case, it's not just simply, I am doing the Maisa Kinyan, but if I own this Chafetz, so therefore, I can control, right, its destiny, I can control whether it will be yours, completely, partially, now, forever, therefore there's a possibility of a Tanai. And therefore, you can envision a tnai when it comes to kedushin, a tnai when it comes to gerushin, a tnai when it comes to mekel chomemkar. Tnai is a function of a din bailin. That's exactly what the Gemara has in Ksuvus, as he mentioned, that mil sedisha b'shlichus isa b'tnai. Mashen came, for example, when it comes to the second category, for example, shchita. Of course, a ma'isa shchita is necessary. The heter shchita would not be chal me'ela. However, is it possible to envision a tnai? A person will do a ma'isa shchita and argue, if then, if whatever condition is met, then the heter achila will be chal. Certainly not. The heter achila is not ba al yedei das ha'adam. Ma'isa shchita, yes. But its chalos is not determined al yedei das ha'adam, that the Torah would ever envision the possibility of a tnai. So that's one afkemin Rabbi Chanan writes, that mishpatei ha'tnaim is only in category A, not category B. The whole source of mishpatei ha'tnaim is b'nei gadol b'nei ruvein. That's obviously a case where it's not just simply a maisa, but rather there it is a chalos, and therefore that is the basis of tnai. Rabbi Chanan writes a second possibility, right, related, and that is, can you ever have a chalos la'achar zman? And the answer is the following. If you are the Baal HaChalos, you can have a chalos which is miyad, you can have a chalos which is la'achar zman. A person can have a ma'isa gerishin or a ma'isa kedushin la'achar lamed. A person can sell his home la'achar shloshim yom. But that's not possible in this other category at all. A person will do a ma'isa shchita, for that matter, a person will do a ma'isa chalitza. No, that the chalitza should be chal la'achar zman. You do not control the chalos heter. You cannot go and do a ma'isa chalitza, and thereby the woman should be mutter l'shuk la'achar shloshim yom. In such a case, you are not empowered, you're not the Baal HaKalos. In such a case, no tnai would work, nor is there a possibility of a kinyan or a chalos la'achar zman. Number three, Rabbi Chana mentions, is the following issue, right? And that is what we call shir b'kinyano, a similar distinction. Let's assume, for example, a person will go ahead and give a get to his wife, and he will say the following, that harei zeh giteich, however, v'i at muteres l'plonim. This get will allow you to go ahead and to marry anyone who you want, with the exception of this individual. As far as he is concerned, right, you are still an eish ish. Can one create such a get? Or can one create such an ishus? So in principle, right, one understands that kasha. If I create the chalos, am I able to say that the chalos hete will only be for A and not for B? Makes very good sense. The Gemara happens to tell us that in Gerushin it will not work. Why? Based on a pasuk. The Torah describes the get as being, right, a sefer krisus. It has to be that which results in absolute severance. No? This ishus will not be severed if it is true as far as this group is concerned, but as far as this group is concerned, you're still an ishus ish. So the Gemara rejects what we call shir b'kinyano in Gittin Kedushin as a result of Xeris HaKasu. So you can't have a partial Gerish, you can't have a partial Kedushin, but why not? The answer is because the Pasuk describes the get as being a categorical Sefer Krisos and Makshinan Kedushin the Gerish. But if not for that Xeris HaKasu, we would have argued the possibility of Shir B'Kinyano. It's not ridiculous to assume the option that maybe the get is chal for here and not for there. After all, if there's a tnai, it's chal under these conditions, not that conditions. One could envision the case of shir b'kinyano as well. What about when it comes to shchita, as an example? Chalitza, shchita, where the heter is b'me eila, the chalos is not determined al yedei adam. Would such a possibility even exist? A person who will do a ma'isa shchita and argue as follows. As far as this group is concerned, so therefore it's Besar Shchuta. And as far as this group is concerned, there's an Isra of Eina Zavuach, it's Besar Nevela. Of course not. But you don't have a Xeris HaKasav of Sefer Krisus. You don't need a Xeris HaKasav. There, the Das HaAdam does not determine the Chalos in any shape or form. And therefore it's obvious that there's no possibility of Shir B'Kinyano. That's irrelevant. The only issue is when it comes to cases where you are the Baal HaMaisa, where one could envision such a possibility, And in those cases, then you have to look for Gzeira Sakosa, if indeed you're going to argue that such a stipulation is considered to be invalid. Rabbi Chanan writes, the same thing should apply when it comes to Schus Chazar. We know that normally speaking, if something is a function of Das, sometimes it's possible to go ahead and to rescind one's Das. No? A person can make a kinyan. There's a possibility of retraction. There are different shiurim. Sometimes the schus chazar has to be within Tokid and Ibur. Sometimes we even allow a broader schus chazar for kinyan chalipin, for example. Right? We'll allow more time for a person to be chosen. But in principle, one could envision a schus chazar. The Gemara will discuss in the Dharma Daf Pei Zayin. Is there a possibility of chazar when it comes to Gittin and Kedushin? A person's in the Kaddish and Ishan, all of a sudden, right, he has second thoughts, and he say, I changed my mind. Is there such a possibility? It's interesting, there the Gemara writes in the Dharma Pei Zayin, as we'll see, that no. That there's no chazar even Tokid, even when it comes to Gittin and Kedushin. We'll have to see why. Why, in fact, that is true. But schus chazar as well is a function of Das. Would one ever envision a schus chazara when it comes to category 2? A person does a ma'aseh shvita, and all of a sudden now he says, I changed my mind. So what would you argue? That the heter shvita would not be chal? We'd argue as long as it's been tov k'dibur, so fine. So now the shvita is nothing. When it comes, for example, to a ma'aseh chalitza, as we discussed, no? Ma'aseh chalitza is necessary, and now it's matir the isha l'shur. So in such a case, is there a possibility of schus chazara? Rabbi Chanan writes, whenever you're dealing with that category too, if the das did not create the chalos, then there is no schus chazara as well. So further difference between right these two types of cases where pu'ula seldom is necessary, but certainly it acts in very different ways. Rabbi Chanan continues and refers you to a Tosfos and Nazir and Daf Yud Aleph regarding the following. Let's assume, for example, a person is Mekadesh and Isha. This is a sugi earlier in Kedushin Daf Yates, a sugi in Pesuvas and Daf Nun Vav. Masna Masha Kasa B'Torah. Here Rabbi Chanan suggests the distinction even within cases of Kedushin. So Abal says the following, Hareat Mekadeshesli Amanach She'ein Lachalai Shertzesvona. Good. I want the Ishas to be Chal. But the husband says he doesn't want any of the responsibilities of Ishus at all. Good. The Torah obligates me. Shirk Sosvana. I want to make it tonight that in fact is not the case. Good. That's the machlokas Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Meir. Whether we assume that's possible. Do we allow for the possibility of Masna Amasha Kasa B'Torah? Let's assume the halacha now. Ein Adam Masna Amasha Kasa B'Torah. Such a tonight is invalid. You cannot make such a tonight. You cannot make such a tonight. Rav Meir Shita. So what is the halacha? Einan amasa masha kasa v'torah. So here, maybe intuitively, would have thought one thing, but the halacha dictates the other. A person says the following, Haret mukadeshesli amanah, shein lachlai k'shir tzvona. So he turns to this person and say, no deal. You can't do such a thing. The privilege and the responsibilities of Yishus go hand in hand. No, hand in hand. Rashi has a beautiful phrase, k'suvas dav. There's no such thing as a chat issues. You want the privileges of issues without the responsibility of issues. Nothing doing, no? So therefore what? You can't make such a tonight. So you know what I would have thought? You can't make such a tonight. Therefore, nothing. They're not married, no? Zero. Not halacha says that's not true. What happens if you have an illegitimate tonight? The mice is kayim in the tonight bottle. Interesting chiddush, no? What does that mean? You're married and you're chayiv in sher k'sasvona. Interesting chiddush, you know? It's especially a chiddush in the following. Who is the Baal HaMemor, Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is always the one who requires a tanai kofel. That's Tosfos Kash. That's the lengthy Tosfos in Ksuvos and Afnun Vav and Aleph. If you require a tanai kofel, what did this guy say? No, he said the following. Right? That's not enough. He has to flip now, right? And he has to say, and if I'm obligated in Shirk Susvona, if not, then not. Then I don't want to marry this woman. He had to say the if then, and he also had to say the if not, then not. So he spells out that if you're going to avlame yisher ksus va'ona, nothing doing. Good? You know what the halacha says? Mekudeshes. That's a Tosfos discussion. No? How can that be? The guy says explicitly no, and here we just simply ignore what Tosfos says. Right? What he says, take a look at that Tosfos. Ksuvas anafna nevavu anafna. But that's the halacha, no? If you make an illegitimate tnai, so therefore the mice is kayim, the tnai is batal, we're mevata mice. Those are right in a nutshell. The whole parsha of the tnai is a chidushim. That you can have a mice ayidei tnai. So if you conform to mishpatei hatnayim, you follow the parsha b'nei gada meirutin, that's a legitimate tnai. If you don't, it's completely illegitimate. It's almost like dvarim shebaleiv. Good, you said this and you thought this. What you thought is irrelevant. Dvarim shebaleiv and dvarim. Here, you did this and you said this. Your act speaks louder than your words. If you don't conform to the mishpatei hatnayim, lo asit dibur mavata maisa. You can't just simply undo a maisa kedushin. Just the mere statement. If that statement is not recognized, halacha. That's the chiddush of Tosfos from this. So therefore, a person makes an illegitimate tnai. So therefore, the mice is kayim, the tnai is batal. But now Rabbi Chanan distinguishes. Now, what about the earlier case we mentioned? Shir b'kinyano. A person goes ahead and does a mice kedusha. But he only wants this woman to be nashas ish as far as this one's concerned, not as far as that one is concerned. Hareat megureshesli, but bi'iat muteres b'chal adam. This is a good get as far as these people, not as far as these people. This is a good kedushin. For this you're nashas ish, for others you're not nashas ish. What you just got through saying? That's no good. No? You can't have such an ishus. So a person does a ma'aseh kedushin. And he tries to be mishar b'kinyano in this crazy way. You're nashas ish as far as this, but not as far as that. We say to this person, nothing doing. What does nothing doing mean? Nothing doing means that the kedushin is nothing. The kedushin is nothing. It's not chal. You cannot have such a kedushin. Hakedushin b'teilim. Hakedushin b'teilim. That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Now, when do you assume that if a person attempts to do that which is illegitimate, ma'isakayim, and it's nice, so to speak, is batel, as in the case of shirksus va'ona, when do you assume that the person is doing something which is so legitimate, illegitimate, that hakadushin b'teilim? Astira. When it comes to shirksus va'ona, even though there was mamish etnai kafo, ma'isakayim etnai is batel, but not in the case of shiur b'kadushin. What's the difference between them? So Bukhanan suggests a beautiful answer. It depends on whether that which you're dealing with is a chalos which is al yedei adam, or whether it's that which is ba me'elav. So wait, we always said the following: when it comes to getting kedushin, the chalos is ba al yedei adam. When it comes to chalitza shchita, that's ba me'elav. Bukhanan suggests the following: even within kedushin, one could distinguish. There's certain elements of kedushin where the Baal himself creates the chalos. There's certain elements of kedushin which are ba me'elav. That's the chiddush of Bukhanan. And he suggests the following: what does it mean? Hare at mekudeshes. The Gemara says in the very beginning of the Masechta, no? Asru l'chuli alam ke'ektish. The chalos ishus, that she is now an ishus ish, and as a result of being an ishus ish, she is asru l'chuli alam. That's the very essence of the Kedushin. That chalos ishus is al yedei habal. Ha'isur l'chol ha'olam, Rabbi Chanan writes, is nasa al yedei hamekadesh. V'efsha she'te'aser l'mish lo aser hamekadesh. So therefore, if the Makadesh says the following: I am creating a chalos yishus, but that chalos yishus means that you are mutter to half of the people, you're forbidden to the other half of the people. There are two options. One option is to say that's legitimate. We don't allow that, no? What's the other option? Nothing, nothing. This is not a kedushin. But it is not an option to say that the kedushin is chal, but you're also l'chulei alma. Because if I am the Baal HaChalos, I create this to the l'chulei alma. That's what the Yishus is. You cannot create that Isser without the Das HaBaal. So the options before you is you could say what you did is legitimate, or you could say what you're doing is illegitimate. The Torah doesn't give you that right. But if the Torah doesn't give you that right, that would mean that there's no proper conveyance of Das, and the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. Rabbi Chanan writes the following Chiddush. When it comes to Sher Ksus Va'ona, the Shibudim of Ishus, not the essence of Ishus, that Ishus means that you are an Ishus Ish. Right? The ramifications of the Ishus Ish. The fact that I'm obligated in She'er, in Ksus, in Ona, that Rabbi Chanan writes that Rachmana Rabbi Alei, that's a Torah imposed Shibud. That's similar to Shechita, in the sense that you opt in to Ishus, and the Torah tells you, as the Baal, this is your Chiyuv. There, if you make an illegitimate Tanai, the Ein Lachalai Shirksus Vona, there's nothing wrong with saying that the Kedushin is Chal, the Tanai is Batel. You're not overriding, running roughshod over the Das HaBaal, because the Das HaBaal is not, right, Sher Ksus Vona. Those are the ramifications of Ishus. That's not the essence of Ishus. That's the Chiddush that Rabbi Chanan writes, that this distinction exists even in terms of Kedushin as well. So the possibility of turning to Baal and saying you're obligated, even though that's not what he intended, that can work when it comes to Sher Ksus Vona. But that cannot be in terms of Etzem Chalos Ishus. And that's why you have two opposite effects of an illegitimate attempt of a Baal toward a Maisa Kedushin. And one will assume Maisa Kaim Tanaibot, another will assume that HaKedushin B'Teilet. That's Rabbi Chanan's Chiddush. Rabbi Chanan mentions another possibility. If you look in the Gemara Tzmura, the Abdallah Mabez, you find a fascinating machlokas. It's important to be familiar with the sugya because it comes up in many, many different contexts. Machlokas Abayin Rabba, which is called Kol Milsa Dama Rachmana L'Savin. The Torah says, don't do something. Don't do this. And you violated the Isser, and you did so. I'ovid Mahani, or I'ovid Lo Mahani. You did that which you should not have done. Abayi says, Mahani. You shouldn't have done so, but there is a chalos. Rava says, Lo Mahani. It does not work. Lo Mahani. There are many such possibilities. The Gemara Torah runs through many different nafkaminas. A person is ma'anes in Isha. And the Torah says that he's obligated to marry her. Lo yuchal l'shalcha. And he goes ahead and divorces. Ona shegiresh. You're not allowed to do that. But is the get chal or is it not chal? A person is Makadesh Chai Ve'lavim. Torah says you're not supposed to marry that person. It's an illicit relationship. But is the Kedushin Chal, is it not Chal? We'll see, for example, cases of Frashas Truma. A person is Tari Min Harol HaYafa. You're not supposed to do that. No? A person is Tari and he declares Truma that which is Ra, that which is inferior, to be Matya that which is superior. You're not allowed to do that. Does it mean that Afresh is Chal, Afresh is not Chal? A person acts inappropriately. Avid Mahani, Avid Lo Mahani. So the Gemara has it, these cases, Gerish, and Kedushin, Afresh, all of this is relevant to Machlokas, Abayin Rabba. Rabbi Chanan just writes the following Ha'ara, all of this only applies to Category 1. Doesn't apply to Category 2. Category 1, I am the Baal HaChalos. And I attempted to create the chalos, or to do that which the Torah says is inappropriate. So now you can understand about Machlokas, Abayi and Rava. They both agree you did the wrong thing, but is there a chalos? Is there no chalos? But in category 2, then certainly mahane. For example, right, the sugin chulin and daf yedalid shochet b'shabbos. You shouldn't have done so. The nisa daraisa to do so shochet b'shabbos. But the Mishnah says shchita sakshera. The shchita certainly is a shchita kshera. Tosus is bothered by a side problem. Look, the person was machal shabbos. Isn't he a mumar? And shouldn't that be a shchitas mumar? And a shchitas mumar is psula. Ah, side psul. Tosus explains why that's not true. And Ram writes the Pirush Mishnah is shoge. But you wouldn't say iyavid lo mahani. We wouldn't say since there's an iser shchita, there's no chalos shchita. Rabbi Chanan writes the entire sugya and the examples the Gemara gives of yavid mahani, yavid lo mahani, gittin, kedushin, hafrasha, is where I create the chalos. Then one could argue if it's done inappropriately. So what happens in such a case? Is there or is there no chalos? Rabbi Chanan continues and writes another possibility. The concept of Ein Adam Osir Davar Shino Shalo. Ein Adam Osir Davar Shino Shalo. Category 1. Didn't violate him. I am the Baal HaChefet. No, if I am the Baal HaChefet, so therefore I can determine its destiny. I can make it hektish. I can do other things with the Chefet. But does violate is necessary? So Ein Adam Osir Davar Shino Shalo. If you're dealing with a category, for example, certain elements of Avodah Zarah, where as a result of an act, the chefetz automatically becomes nesar, then we don't assume the principle of inner mosad of Rosh Hashanah Shalom. When you have a halacha, which is a function of bailus, so obviously that means the bala chefetz, and a stranger cannot do so. If you have something where an act kicks in a Torah Isser, then one could envision that that can even be done al yedei acherim. And then Rabbi Chanan writes the following, right, that he feels that yes, there's an afkamina when it comes to ein davar shaber v'pachos mishnayim l'kiyum hadavar. No, eidus l'kiyum hadavar. Eidus l'kiyum hadavar is only in category 1. When you create the chalos, as Reb Chaim explained, you need das. He das davar sheberva to create a chalos yishus, or to create a chalos gerishim. Then ein davar shabachus shishayim means require edus lekima davar. Whenever a chalos is ba me'elo, for example, according to the Rambam of yibum, chalitza, znus, the act of yibum, yivam yavolel, the act of chalitza, the act of eishus yishus insof, and the effect is bamei elav, so there's no tnai, there's no shlichus, there's no lachar zman, no shibik, no possibility of chazara. No, in such a case, then there's no requirement of edus l'kiyum hadavar as well. In fact, we discussed earlier that even this concept of das davar sheberva, there's a marked difference between Kedushin and Nisuin. The Das Davar Sheberva is conveyed at the Maisa Kedushin. That's when it is the Kima Davar is necessary according to the Rambam Shita. Nisuin certainly is a Chalos Davar Sheberva, but you don't have Das Davar Sheberva. And in such a case, according to the Rambam, no need for Edus Lekima Davar when it comes to Nisuin. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out just the following deal. That Gemara we mentioned earlier, Masna Masha Kosa B'Torah, Kedushin Yud Testament Beis, Ksuvus Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Hariat Mukadeshusli, Al Nashein Lachalai, Shir Ksus V'Omer. Rav Soloveitchik was bothered by the following kasha. When we discussed in the very first shiur differences between Erisin and Nisuin, one of the classes of differences were Shir Ksus V'Omer. Shir Ksus V'Omer is a function of Nisuin. Nisuin, no? Erisin. So it's unusual now that Tanai that we are speaking about Shein Lachalai Shirk Susvon the Machlokas Rabbein and Rabbi Yuda, when is this being articulated? Hareyat Mikudeshesli Amanas Shirk Susvon is not dependent on Erisin, it's dependent on Nisuin. why is the tnai b'shas hakadushin? Shouldn't the tnai be whatever nisun is? Let's say according to the Rambam, yichud haray labia. So before yichud haray labia, the husband should say amna shein achalai shirksus va'ona, and we'll tell him whether that's legitimate tnai, whether it's not legitimate tnai. Why haray at mukodeshes leiros? The mitzvah stated to the following chiddush, but made that poshav shad megemara. No, that the das of Rosh Hashanah is conveyed b'shas erisin. Only erisin is isa b'shlichos. Only erisin is isa b'tnai. Nisuin, which is just simply the eishes ish, beveis habal, there's no shlichos for nisuin. There's no edus for nisuin. There's no tnai for nisuin. And therefore, even the possibility of a tnai that is going to affect any stage of issues, all of that must be articulated at the time of the conveyance of das, at the time of the Maisa Kedushin, at the time of the Erisin. And that's exactly why the Gemara says, Hareat Mekudeshesli, Almanach, Sheinachai, Shirksus Vona. Even though as of yet, the Chir of Shirksus Vona did not yet come to fruition, but any Tanai, legitimate or illegitimate, can only be conveyed, right, at the time of the Das Dover Shabera, which is at the time of Erisin, not at the time of Nisuin. And in fact, if that's true, just as Nisuin is less of a Tanai, Nisuin also be less of a Shlichus. Of course there's Shlichus when it comes to Kedushin, that's our Mishnah. Is there Shlichus when it comes to Nisuin? Perhaps not at all. We'll have to discuss what exactly Nisuin is. But for example, if you look at the Noda B'Yuda and you're a day in Shin Membeis, we'll have to discuss this at greater length. There the Noda B'Yuda discusses the Shita found in the Rishonim, we'll discuss, right, the view in the Mordechai, that the Badeking is the Nisuin. So that's where the Noda B'Yuda discusses that if that's true, so therefore it's the Chasson, no, who must do the Badeking. Someone else will do the Badeking. There's no Shlichus. As the Rechik pointed out, when it comes to Nisuin, right? When it comes to Erisin, yes, that's the Chalos Kinyan. That can be done Al Yedei Shliach. But the Nisuin should be that which is a Milsa, right? The less of a Shlichus, less of a Tanai, a Sigin Ksuvas, and a Fayin Dalet. The mission in the very beginning of Ksuvas, now Beis Haman Aleph, begins by telling us the following, that the Sula Nisais. So Tosus is bothered. Why does the Mishnah say the Sula Nisais and not no sin esa b'sula? So Tosus writes the following. If the Mishnah would say no sin esa b'sula from the perspective of the husband, itana hachi, Tosus writes, hava mina fila bal karcha. Maybe you would assume that Nisun can be in bal karcha. If Nisun is not the conveyance of Das, of course Das Isha is necessary. Shas Eris, and you have the Das Isha. But as far as the element of Nisun is concerned, the transfer from an Isha Sish to being Bevesa Av, to Isha Sish, Bevesa Baal, told us to entertain the possibility that maybe this is Bal Karcho, and that's what the Mishnah has to say this when he says. Cannot be Bal Karcho. But you don't need full Das Dover Sheberva. Cannot be Bal Karcho. But what we call Das Dover Sheberva, it is the Kima Dover. That certainly is not necessary. Just as an example, right, there's a fascinating Hagos Maimini. It's found in Hilchos Ishus. Compare Chav Beis Oz Beis. Where he quotes the Avi Yosef, but the following Maisa Shahaya, Ektana, Shinizkad Sha'al Yedei Aviha, the Kedushin was done Al Yedei Ha'av, but she is still Ektana. And then Umeis Ha'av. Is it possible to have Nisuin? Interesting Kedush. Is it possible to have Nisuin? If Meis Aviha, there's no possibility of a Kedushin Daraisa. The Ketan is Lav Baz Das. But if Erisin already occurred, and then the father dies, can you have Nisuin Daraisa? You have Yichud Harai Leviya. You have a Knis of the Rishus. Is that required? Maybe Nisuin is again a Chalos Dimimela. In such a case, full Das is not required. And the possibility of Nisuin, even when it comes to a Ketana Israel. Of course, Medra Murim, that there was proper Das of Rishabeva. When it came to the case of the Kedushin itself. So one possibility as follows is that the concept of Das Dovah Shaveh reflects itself in Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. What we point out is the Rambam Shita. And therefore, even if one will have a Dovah Shaveh Erva, but it doesn't require Das, like Yibum, Chalitza, Znus, no need for Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Are there any other halachos that we see that reflect this element of Das Dovah Shaveh Erva? So earlier, I mentioned the Sugi Nedarma Daf Pei Zayin. And that's where the Gemara discusses the concept of Tov Kedibur, Kedibur Dami. That generally speaking, L'chol Torah Kula, there is this Chus Chazara. Sometimes it's very limited, sometimes it's broader. But there is a concept of this Chus Chazara. We all have a person at times to retract, to rescind. The Gemara just writes the following, even though, generally speaking, this is true, but the Gemara tells us this is not true in Mikadei Shumagarish. There's no Chazara Tol Kedibur. A person gives his wife a get, and then says, I have a terrible Charata. We don't say, good, you know, it was within Tol Kedibur, the whole get is Bata. When it comes to Kedushin, once the Kedushin is Chal, there's no Halacha of Chazara Tov Kedibur. Why exactly should that be true? The Gemara does not explain. The Ran, Nedarim Pei Zayim and Aleph, writes the following. V'nira be'enai. D'shar milei d'lo chamiri kulahai. K'sha'adam osno samlo b'gemar dato hu osa. Dato she'achal achzer bo Tov Kedibur. When it comes to normal things, the stakes aren't so high. So sometimes a person will do something without fully meaning it, and he is entitled to say, I retract. However, not when it comes to cases of Gittin and Kedushin. Gittin and Kedushin, the stakes are so high, this should not be impulsive, this is something that is well thought out. And in such a case, no possibility of Chazar Tov Kedibur. Only when Ein Adam also some Bigamar Dato Avalhani Keva de Chamiru Kulahai Ein Adam also some Ela Bahaskama Gemura. And therefore Chazar Afil Tov Kedibur Lo Mahani. That's what the Ran writes. There's certain cases where the stakes are so high, a person only does so bahaskama gemura, no possibility of chazara tol kedibur. What exactly does the Ran mean? On one level, maybe one could understand the Ran as simply being like an observation, an umdana. You know, so sometimes a person carelessly will buy something. You know, gittin kedushin is not a decision under the wire, so therefore in such a case, there's no built-in schus chazara. If you look just for example in the Avnei Miluim, in Siman Lamed Aleph, in Os Tezvav, in Os Yutes, Avnei Masum, this isn't just simply an umdana, it's true lahalacha. Lahalacha, this is true. Just as lo asi dibur mevata maisa. There's certain areas of lahalacha that require a heightened level of das that are not subject to retraction. Not just simply that people usually take this so seriously. It's an important decision. So you buy something in the store, you assume, you'll come home, you don't like it, you can return it. People don't assume that when it comes to getting inclusion. Now the understands this is true lahalacha, not just simply based on umdana. When we start discussing various levels of das, we pointed out Das Hafla is the easiest chalos to create. Even a katan, who when it comes to other chelke hatar is not considered to be a bardas, nonetheless, shkiafli, he can make a shvur and eder. It's not coincidental that the easiest chalos to create, meaning it requires the lowest level of das, is the easiest to break. No? Pesach, harata. The higher level of das, the more difficult it is to do so. So when it comes to Shavuos and Nedarim, there's a great Zchus Chazar. Right? Shilas Chacham, Pesach, Harata. When it comes to normal das, Mekach HaMemkar, for example, requires a heightened level of das, a Gadol, not a Katan. There is a Zchus Chazar, albeit a much more limited one. When it comes to Gittin and Kedushin, perhaps LaHalacha, such a heightened level of das is necessary. There's no Zchus Chazar whatsoever. In other words, how is it that we manifest this highest level of das? Number one is Zedus Lekiyam HaDavar. To say it perhaps in very simple terms, the conveyance of das Dovah Sheber has to be an absolute public act. It's not enough Beino Beino. It has to be, right, an act which is affirmed publicly as the conveyance of absolute das, and there's no retraction whatsoever. You can give a get, but there's no possibility of undoing that which was done. Maybe that as well. The lack of a Zchus Chazar is a function of Das Dovah Sheber. If you look in the first piece in Berach HaShmuel, in Kedushin, here the Berach HaShmuel quotes B'Shem Rav Chaim the following Kiddush. This is a discussion that is related to many sugyas in the first parak. Is Amira required for cases of Kedushin? Obviously, Kikach requires a Kesach, a Maisa Nesina, and Shtar Nesina, a Maisa Bia. But is there any role of Amira? Is Amira necessary? Maybe one could argue that the entire purpose of Amira simply is in order to convey what the purpose of the Nesina Sakesef is. What's this for? Right. Why are you giving it to her? Is it to make Kedushin? Kesef Kedushin, or is it simply Mos? Is it Matana? Maybe it's Priya Sachov. So obviously some indicator is needed that it's given the same Kedushin. And that it was received the same Kedushin. Is that the entire role of Amira? Would we allow Umdana, for example? Let's say there's compelling evidence that the Nesina was done the Shem Kedushin. Is that good enough? Or is it not good enough at all? Here Rav Chaim assumes a Chiddush that Amira is part of the Maisa Kedushin. And therefore an Umdana would not be sufficient. This is what the Nesivas writes. It's found in the Torah's Gittin. Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Sivkatim Samach Vav. Nasan Hu Vamer He is Enim Kodeshes. If he does the Nesina and she does the Amira, it's not good. And the Beis Yosef writes Afilu Ba'amar Hein. Even if he says yes. So there's no ambiguity. It's not that just because she said it's the same Kedushin, who says that that was his intent? He's masking. Here the Nesivas writes, Ein lecha umdana demuchal gadol mizeh. But what do you see? Alma bekedushin dibura ve'inan. V'lo mahani umdana demuchal. And the Nesivas goes a step further and says, and that's the whole sugya of yados. The Gemara wants to know what happens if an incomplete language is used for a kedushin. Legitimate, not legitimate. Yadayim Olchichos, Yadayim Enim Olchichos. The Nesivas writes that the whole sugya of Yad, Yadayim, assumes that some form of Dibur is necessary when it comes to Nazir, where Hafla is required. When it comes to Shavuos and Nedarim, where the Pasuk says, Nefesh ki shishav levata bisvasayim. If Dibur is required, what about incomplete Dibur? The fact fact that the sugya is applicable to Kedushin, Dibur, in fact, is necessary as well? Perhaps the very same possibility that this also is a function of Das over Sheberva. When it comes to Das, Mekach, Umemkar, there's no need for Amira. Now, a person's checking out of a store, so you put the items, right, give it to the cashier and you pay. There's an undramucha that you are paying for these items. Right, if you can turn to the cashier and say, I am hereby paying you for these items which I will now possess, sounds strange. No, Dibur is necessary. Amira. Of course that's the case. Umdrimukach is sufficient. But here, that's not true. Even if it's absolutely clear that l'shem kach nasamah, l'shem kach kibla, maybe that's insufficient. Reb Chaim writes, that's all part of kiyikach. Kiyikach means that, no umdrimukach, an absolute conveyance of das l'shem kedushin. And perhaps this is what is driving these halachos. Avedus l'kiyam adavar, amira, the lack of any zchus chazara. All of these reflect the heightened level of das that kedushin requires. We pointed out that when it comes to cases of ishus, there are two different stages, eris and yisuin. Erisin is very obvious. Keser Shtarobiyah. The definition of Nishurim is somewhat vague. Well, after all, if it's not the kinyan of Yishus, but rather it is, right, an Eishus issue is Beveis Habal, so how do you measure that? At what point do we determine that this indeed is an Eishus issue is Beveis Habal? Here you find several days in the Rosh Hashanah. What, in fact, is the definition of Nisim? When you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Ishus Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes the following Chiddush. V'yichud zeh, v'hu hanikra k'nisu v'chupa, v'hu hanikra nisun v'chomako. The Rambam writes, Yichud, that is Nisuin. The Rambam adds now in Halacha Beis, V'hu tiyye re'uya labiyah. What is the definition of Nisuin? Yichud haro'ya labiyah. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. The Rambam continues, Avlim haysa nida. Let's assume, for example, it's a chupas nida. Afal pishin nichnas l'chupa, lo gomru hanisuin varehi ke'arusa adayim. The Rambam writes, chupas nida, that is not full nisuin. Harehi ke'arusa adayim. The definition of nisuin is yichud harayim labir. If you look in the Ran, an aleph and aleph in the Daf Erit Masechet Ksuvos, the Ran, the Ramaskal O, writes the following Chiddush. The name of the Baal HaItur. Ein machnis nosa l'chupa ad shichtov ksuva. That it's necessary to have ksivas ha-ksuva before that. Why is that true? Because after all, it is only considered to be Yichud Harayu Lamiya. Number one, if there is a Heter Mia, not the Rambam's example of Nida. Number two, Ksuva is necessary. Without a Ksuva, there is an Issur. And therefore the Balita writes that is needed. The Rambam writes, Perek Yud Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Ishus. It's sarich lichtov ksuva kodem knisa l'chupa. Why? The Magid Mishnah writes the following. Because the Rambam's definition of chupa is ru'uya l'biya, shelo yechser davra filu midivreihem. That means that everything is necessary. Midaraisa, obviously it must be yichur haray l'biya, can't be in isur nida. Midrabanan, iksuva is required. It's not just a mitzvah ksuva, but there is an iser via bli ksuva. So therefore, it's vital to see to it that there's a ksuva in order that midrabanan there should be called yichud harei lebiyah. The Ran in Sachim and Avdalam and Aleph, in the Daf area, Dermasku Le'inyan, suggests a further Kiddush. Birchas Nisun. What type of bracha is this? Sheva brachos, the Birchas Nisun. The Ran assumes they're Birchas HaSheva. Not Birchas HaMitzvah, we'll have to discuss, but Birchas HaSheva. The Rambam, however, writes in Perek Yud Halachas Gimel of Hilchos Ishus, our same Perek, that the Birchas Nisuin are over Lafzi Asan. That fits in very well with the Rambam Shita, of course, that Nisuin is Yichud. When do we recite the Shema Brachos? Before the Yichud. According to the Rambam, that's a classic example of a bracha, which is Ovel HaSiyasa. Why are Birchas Nisuin Ovel HaSiyasa? Why is that true? One could suggest two very different possibilities. One possibility is maybe according to the Rambam, Birchas Nisuin is the Birchas HaMitzvah. And Birchas HaMitzvah is Ovel HaSiyasa. The Ran does not write that. The Ran writes that according to the Rambam, the definition of Nisun is Yichud HaRei Lebiyah. And we know the Ran writes that Kala Belo Bracha Asur LeBala Kanida. Midrabanan, there is an Isur Abiyah without Birchas Nisuin. So the Ran writes the following Chiddush. If you define Nisun as Yichud HaRei Lebiyah, so of course the Birchas Nisun must be Ovel HaSiyasa, because Kalav Lo Bracha Asura LeBala Kanida. According, let's say, to the Bali Atosus, right, one day in Raman Simenun Hey, that Chuppah is standing under the Chuppah. So in such a case, the Shema Brachos are recited at the very end of that, because that's a typical case of Birchas HaShevach La'achar HaSiyasa Nisuin, and then Birchas Nisuin. According to the Rambam, it's Ovel HaSiyasa, either as Birchas HaMitzvah, or the Ran writes, because the Brachi is Matir, and therefore you need a Chuppah Rei Lebiyah. So therefore, the Rambam's definition of Nisuin, Yichud HaRei Lebiyah, so far, three ramifications. One daraisa to the Rabbanah. Mi daraisa, it must be a Chuppah HaRei Lebiyah, there cannot be a Bias Iser, it cannot be a Chuppah Nida, that's the Din daraisa. The Rabbanah, Ksuv is necessary, and Birchas Nisuin are necessary. Because when the Chachamim insisted on tzuva, or insisted on bracha, they didn't really do so as a mitzvah, as a mala, but rather that this is part of the heter bein. Bli ksuva, ubli bracha, she is adayin asura labal. Interesting finish. That ran in ksuvas disagrees and argues as follows. Even if you accept the Rambam's definition, that Chuppah is Yichud, the Ran writes that there's no Isser Yichud, Liksuva. And therefore you could still have Nisuin, which is Yichud, Balik Suva. That Kiddush, that it's necessary to have a Suva before Yichud, otherwise it wouldn't be Yichud HaRei Lebiyah. The Ran writes, I don't think that that's true. Why? Because there is no Isser Yichud Balik Suva. There's an Isser Bia Balik Suva. There is no Isser Yichud B'liksuva. That's Chiddush number one of the Ran. If you look in the Machaber and Eben Ezer, in the beginning of Simen Samach Vav, the Machaber writes that Osir Lehisyachid Im Hakala Kodem Shichta B'Ksuva. Yichud is forbidden until the Ksuva. And the Rama writes, "V'yesh mekilim u'matir lehisyached shlo b'ksuva u'bavad shlo yivol." That's the Ran. The Rama quotes the Ran. There's an iser via b'li ksuva. There's no iser yichud b'li ksuva. So the Ran just writes the following chiddush. I admit that there is shown in the Rishonim that the definition of isum is yichud, but there's no iser yichud b'li ksuva. There's just an issue of via b'liksuva. Chiddush number one of the Ran. Chiddush number two of the Ran is the following. That what is the definition of nisuin? Yichud. Yichud deheteru. It doesn't have to be yichud harai labia. A permitted yichud is the definition of nisuin. And what's the difference in a yichud deheteru as opposed to yichud harai labia? In this case, kodem ksiva saksuva. According to the Ran, there's no Isser Yichud, but there is an Isser Bia. If the definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harayu Labia, that means that the Ksiva Saksuva must proceed. The Ran writes, true, there is shown to maintain that Yichud in fact is necessary. It means a permitted Yichud. And B'li Ksuva, there's no Isser Yichud, it's just an Isser Bia. And that will not prevent the Nisuin from taking place. So this is the first Shita. And that is the definition of Nisuin is, according to the Rambam, Yichud Harei Labia, the modification of the Ran, Yichud, Yichud de Hetera. Even if technically speaking it's not Harei Labia, if it would be a Chubas Nidim, the Ran would admit that that's a Yichudas, the Yisura. But B'li Ksuva, that would not be the case. Where do you see that this is true? Where did the Rambam get this from? That the definition of Nisuin, the type of Knis the Rishus, Eish Zish B'Veis Habao, means Yichud Harayi Lamiya. Does the Gemara ever spell this out? So the Gemara does say this. But the context of the Gemara is critical. So take a look at the Mishnah, Ksuba Sandav, Nundalum Abeis, the Gemara Andav, Nundvavam and Aleph. That's what the Gemara Mamish says explicitly. Chuppa dechazi labia. What more do you want? Chuppa dechazi labia. And take a look in Ksuvas and Av Chavez the Medalas and the Dapei Harif. And the Ran, the Ramasil, Upir Sanida. What exactly does the Gemara mean? When the Gemara mentions the case of Yichud Harei Labia, does it really mean what the Rambam writes? Or does it mean something else entirely? Then take a look at the first sugya in Ksuvas and Abbeis and Aleph, the Ran on that sugya, where again the Ran discusses at length this sheet of the Rambam that Nisun is Yichud Harei Labia. Is that Poshu Pshat in the Gemara Ksuvas and Abbeis and Aleph? And then, if you can, take a look at the opening Daf Masechet Yevamos, Abbeis and Aleph. There Tosus also alludes to what will be very relevant to this issue, the problem of chupas, nida, and so on, right? And how to understand the Rambam Shita. Okay, so tomorrow Shir will spend time on the Chiddush of the Rambam, Yichud Harei Labia, and then we'll discuss other Shitas Rishonim and what is the definition of Nisuin.